Hey,
are we rolling?
Let me just fill you in on a couple things. So, Brian, we are rolling. Yeah.
Hey, everyone, welcome to the SHOT Show. I'm sick this week. Tune in next week. Remember to go to shotshow@gmail.com. Thanks.
I'm sorry, what?
Whoa.
That was nothing. Hey, I introduced the show last week, by the way.
Say again?
Remember that?
Yeah.
What? I introduced and outroed the show.
You did, and it was a good job, and that will never happen again.
Let's not rule that out.
Oh. I did a really good job, right?
You did an okay job.
No. No, he did a good job.
I did a really good job.
Time out a second, Robert.
All right.
Pump the brakes, national commercial.
Taking voiceover class.
Oh.
Oh.
So what is that?
Can't you tell? You see the way he's now leaning into the microphone instead of leaning back?
Hey, you could have wrote a check to me for $685, and I would have told you to lean into the microphone, too.
He's suddenly microphone aware. Yeah. I'm using the two
fingers.
There's
a microphone.
There's a hot mic.
Hot mic.
Oh, God.
Brian. Robert.
Anyway, good to see you, everyone.
Good to see you.
You said you had something to say.
No, I just wanted to fill you in on what had happened.
What happened?
No, just last week.
What happened last week?
I booked a national commercial.
Oh!
Yes, I did. And I did a voiceover.
So he's really professional.
Okay, so time out.
He just wants to show his cock.
I understand, Rob. And you know what? First of all, congratulations.
Yeah. Oh, there it is. God,
and Robert's cock on the table.
Almost broke the table.
All 4 inches of it. Yeah. Bravo, Rob!
Yay!
Guys.
Now listen.
It's small. But it's thin.
Yes, it is.
I can see that.
I can look
really
right
heavy,
at it.
Though.
It is heavy. It's dense.
Yes. Like really, it's not about the size.
It's lead.
Yeah, a very thin piece of lead.
Not about the size of the thinness, but about the weight of the smallness.
Yeah, that's what I hear. Girls like that.
Yeah, they love it.
Yeah.
That's how you please a woman with small,
heavy,
lightweight, thin penises.
It's like one of those weights that you would put on a fishing line.
Yeah,
it's a fishing line.
It's a sinker.
It's a sinker.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it depends. If bass fishing versus striper.
Well, bass, I mean, smaller. Yeah, smaller. Striper.
Smaller and thinner.
Yeah. Right, yeah. But still.
Sinkers for that. Yeah, sink. Yeah. Oh, yeah, we're talking
no,
about
no,
sinkers.
No, it sinks.
Unless you have a skimmer, something that goes across the surface.
Yeah, but, you know,
Greg knows about that. Why don't you talk about the skimmer, Greg?
Skimmers?
Yeah.
What, like skimming a pool?
Yeah, it skips across the surface.
Yeah, it jumps as you pull it.
It's flat.
Useless.
It's flat and useless.
Yours is like a skimmer.
It's like a skimmer. It's more like a frog that crawls across the surface of the water.
Oh, yeah.
It's very lightweight.
Do you drag it?
It's almost like a leaf. A dry, brittle leaf that falls off a tree.
It can easily be blown one direction or another.
But Greg's life is such that it's almost like you take that leaf and you hook it on a fishing line hook and tie it to a 480-horsepower motorboat.
That's right.
And then try to skip it.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, wow. It shreds itself fast.
But I go fast.
Fully destroys it.
I try hard.
But that's good.
But sometimes there's a little vein of a leaf that's left on the stem.
Oh, that's nice.
Like a stem.
I'm sure that's very attractive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You don't even know. I'll send you a picture.
No.
BBM you.
Oh, thank you. What?
BlackBerry Messenger. I don't know if everyone has that.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't think, really, do
people throw that acronym around? Because most people
think
I associate, BM with a bowel movement.
Ah, yes. As do
disgusting.
I.
Disgusting.
It is pretty sick.
You're disgusting.
And a
BBM.
A BBM is a bodacious bowel movement.
Or a big bowel movement.
Yeah, so. Brian Gerard, why do you have a cold?
I will answer that in a second, but I also want to just say on record.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
On booking a commercial.
Thank you.
What you should have been doing for the last 10 years of your life.
Yeah, man.
And that what we all do as actors and professional performers anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is what you should be doing, but I'll congratulate you anyway on what you should be doing.
Right.
Just like when a mechanic fixes a tire or an alternator, I walk in and I give him a standing ovation.
Yeah.
Great job, even though that's what I paid you to do and that's what you should do.
Yeah.
I'll still applaud it anyway.
All right. Let's get the keys. Okay.
I don't think that congratulations feels as nice as if you were to just say congratulations.
It's about time you joined SAG as well, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, the whole it's about time is kind of interesting way of...
How long have I been telling you to join SAG? Honestly, how long?
It's been a while.
How many years? How many?
4 years?
A couple.
No. What? I would say 5.
No way.
How long have I known you?
I don't even know.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank
you. Oh, yeah. That's what I meant to say.
Oh,
was that not coming through?
No,
you seemed deflated after that.
Yeah. The whole you should have and I told you so, that stuff. Doesn't really.
I just want to say congratulations and welcome to the most dysfunctional union on the planet.
Oh, Brian, come on. Don't disparage SAG on the air.
Yeah.
We're doing work for AFTRA right now because we're on the radio.
And I've been in AFTRA for a long time.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
How's that working out for you? Well, get you a lot of work?
Actually, the voiceover gig for the
for
the video game was AFTRA.
You had a busy week.
I did have a busy week, yeah.
Jeez, what happened? What changed? Did you get laid?
No.
Oh,
that clearly was not the change.
So you're putting your energy into your work.
I see.
Yeah, I got it.
That's about the only place it can go.
Oh.
Isn't that right, gentlemen?
Interesting. But no, it's not the only place.
So what happened, though, for real?
I really can't tell you. I don't know.
Come on,
I'll tell you, for the voiceover stuff, it's just really the first time I was able to fully put my energy towards it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I finally have an agent who's sending me voiceover
work. Don't be racist.
No. That was a really racist thing to say.
Agent.
Not all agents are Asian.
Not all of them. But you know what? A lot of them are.
A lot of them are, and they're really good.
And they're really good.
So why don't you pump the brakes on the whole hate crime thing?
I don't hate Asians. I think they're actually quite lovely.
I'm going to go ahead and go on record against hate crimes.
I wish we had a phone lined up so I could call an Asian agent so they could really tell you how they feel about it.
I don't have anything against Asian agents or Asians in general.
Well, why did you just delineate your agent as an Asian?
No, I didn't. You misheard me.
Okay, whatever.
I have headphones on turned up. Clearly, I misheard you.
Yeah.
Your voice is like a little whisper in the.
I can barely hear you.
Maybe you should turn it up. It's a little whisper.
I've never heard you better than I hear you right now, and you're telling me that I misheard you. It's
crazy.
Well,
then I don't want to know about what you think I've said in the past.
What changed? Why did you book all this work?
I'm telling you, this was actually the very first voiceover.
Brian, can you stop cleaning your teeth on air?
Sorry.
This was the very first voiceover audition that I did for my agent, mm-hmm. and I booked it.
Okay.
So that was just awesome.
Okay, whatever. Stop bragging. I want to hear what changed.
There's
about
nothing
you.
Changed.
Something changed.
What? I don't know. You know,
is
I'll
it because
you.
Of this? Is it because we're doing this show? You feel confident?
Well,
you have
I
a
mean,
show named after you, and suddenly I'm the man. Walk into a commercial audition
Hang
and flip tables.
I do have something that changed. For at least the commercial audition, because I've been doing commercial auditions for years,
mm-hmm.
and I've been put on a veil before. So, you know, for those people who don't know what that means, to be put on a veil is to be made available. You are one step away from actually booking it, but you don't actually book it, or you could.
I don't think anybody cares about that.
Well, no, there might be technical knowledge that people actually might like to know.
You got to fill people in. Don't leave them in the dark. It's
I
not
apologize
very nice.
To okay. those who just found that useful information.
They did, and they will find it useful. And they'll write to us at theshideshow@gmail.com.
Theshideshow@gmail.com.
So I'll tell you what changed, okay? I went into this audition, and I didn't want it. I didn't want it because there were massive conflicts. No, no.
You should try that with a woman.
Have you ever gone up to a woman and be like, I want nothing to do with
it? No.
The first word
that came
out.
Let me tell you how successful you will be if you do.
Really?
You walk up to a woman and you go, I'm Robert Scheid and I don't give a fuck about you. And see what happens.
Or just like you can cut yourself off. You're like, I'm Robert Scheid. You know what? It doesn't
fuck
even
you.
Matter who I am.
Yeah.
I could give a shit about you.
And then that's it. Can you walk away?
I bet you within 3 hours she's sucking your dick.
Oh. Whoa!
Wow.
You were really close to the
mic know what?
When you said
let me back that up.
Okay.
Please.
If you go up to a girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you say, hey, I'm rubbish. You know what? It doesn't matter. Because I don't care about you. Within a couple hours.
Yeah.
She'll be saying, hey, rubbish. Can you take me home?
Or at least she's going to be
Will you be my buttercup?
Buttercup. At least she's going to be hey, rubbish. Rubbish. Before I go.
Yeah.
I'm going to Facebook you. Oh. Is your how do you spell
And you'd be like, I don't give a sh about Facebook.
So I should also not care then?
Always not care.
Never.
Never?
Never
care. Never care.
What about when you actually get into a meaningful relationship with the person?
The only time you actually ever have to slightly say you care is maybe when your first child is born.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
Brian has some varying views here. Brian's
horrible.
More of the Renaissance kind of thing.
I'm a more modern man.
That's not Renaissance. That's
it's Dark Ages.
Ages.
Yeah.
It's Dark Ages. You're right.
At that point when you're first born, if it's a daughter, maybe not even say anything, but if it's a son, they'd be like, thank you. This was lovely.
One and you name him after you.
Of course.
That, clearly that son of mine is my son. It's your daughter, but if that's a son, it's my son.
Okay.
And it will name him after me. It will take my namesake.
Uh-huh.
And for that, thank you. Mm-hmm. You're
lovely. That's
nice. You're a lovely lady.
That's great. Maybe, and so I should take the same approach. With
Always.
Women.
What did you do with the commercial? I'm just asking.
That's what I did.
You didn't
I went
care.
In. I had so many. Because I had a
what
ton
that day?
Of.
Did you have a
No, I had a ton of conflicts. A ton of conflicts with the actual shoot dates. Mm. And so when
conflicts
I looked at
with
that,
your life?
No, I was out. I would be out of town teaching. Mm. That's the problem. So I looked at the dates and I was like, oh, you know what? I'm just going to go and do the audition so that my agents aren't angry.
Oh, you're doing it out of fear. That's great.
No,
great way to
fear of agents.
Well, clearly I got the job.
Fear of agents.
I wasn't afraid. Agent. I said agent. This isn't fear of agents.
All right. Yeah. All right. Moving on. Yeah, fear of agents. We'll work that out later.
Look, I went in and then I did well, but I didn't really care how I did. And then I got a call back.
What are your pants down? You're making it sound like you just walked in with your balls out.
Jim Morrison in the sound booth, pants down, asked, is there anyone here who can come in and to give me a little reach around? Because I don't give a shit what I'm about to do.
Yep.
No, I went in and I think it was a better attitude. So you're not nervous. You don't show. There's no nerves about it. Mm-hmm. It's confidence.
Yeah. Right. You know what I get? I get all of this.
Great.
The question I have for you is:
yes.
What have you pulled out of this experience?
Well, when you go into a job, try to relax. Don't freak out about getting it. And if you can, get yourself into the mindset that booking it or not booking it is not that big of a deal. Then I think you're going to be a better person when you walk in the room.
Have you been going into these auditions feeling a lot of pressure on yourself?
In the past, I don't know. I try not to psych myself out, and I don't feel like I was, but clearly something wasn't connecting, you know? And after leaving the audition, I could certainly forget about that audition very quickly. It wasn't a big deal for me.
Auditions in general or this audition?
No, auditions in general.
Okay, yeah.
I've gotten to that point.
Yeah.
Certainly in the very beginning, and I think this is true for anybody, you go in and...
You're freaked out.
Yeah, you're freaked out.
That comes with experience. You have to get a few...
So now you're getting experience, and now you're giving the double middle fingers to the world.
No, I wouldn't go that far.
Well, that was my next line of questioning. So how does this experience translate into other areas of your life?
Right.
Well, it hasn't.
Because you had a breakthrough.
This is a breakthrough. Clearly,
you had a breakthrough in acting.
It's pretty awesome.
Okay. Yeah, so when you have a breakthrough, it just doesn't affect
it. Doesn't
one
just fucking
thing.
Yeah. It spills over.
And why are you swearing?
Who was swearing?
You.
Did I swear?
I think you did.
I'm sorry.
But Brian, you've been swearing left and right since the show started.
I don't agree with that at all. So what is it that translates? How does this translate to other areas of your life?
I'm not quite sure if it has yet. This is all very new. But
when did this happen? A week ago?
Last week. Well, it happened. The official booking happened a couple days ago.
Congratulations!
Thank you.
Doing what you should be doing. Wonderful job.
10 years ago.
Wonderful job.
Wait, Brian, weren't you the same person who said that I wasn't going to be employed as an actor until I was, 70?
In your 80s. In your 80s. You're going to be the most successful actor in your 80s that anyone's ever seen.
He's so encouraging.
Maybe that's the problem.
What?
Brian was out of town last week.
Oh, interesting.
Maybe I didn't, not having that negative
influence. That dark shadow.
Yeah.
So wait a minute. What I'm sensing here is that for the last 10 years of your career, even though I've only known you for a quarter of that, you're blaming me for your non-booking?
You have quite a large dark shadow.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So how does that affect? If that affects you, that's your problem, not mine, right?
That's a very good question. Should you be concerned about how you affect other people around you, even though you don't know
how
them?
Can you be? You just do your shit. You are who you are. You be who you be. How that lands on people, not my problem.
You don't give a fuck.
How can you? How can you be responsible for how other people feel and what other people think?
But you can't light people's houses on fire and then be like,
exactly.
Fuck you, you know?
Yeah. I had to roast some marshmallows.
Obviously, there's a line, but am I going around lighting people's houses on fire?
Well, I don't know.
I don't know.
Yet?
Metaphorically.
As far as you know?
Are you metaphorically?
Are insurance companies listening to this?
Yes.
Yeah, I think
I don't like people's houses on fire.
Remember that time when we were on the show and I was talking about lighting fires?
Yeah, I do.
Mm-hmm. That was fake.
Yeah.
What do you mean that was fake?
I just never did that.
You made that whole thing up?
Yeah.
It's quite a story. Mm-hmm. What about anything else?
Yeah, I made a lot of stuff up.
Really?
Like what else?
I don't know, just other stuff.
What do you feel about Chicago?
Oh, my God.
He likes Chicago. Tom.
This is an episode of Breakthrough.
See?
Wow.
You're leading the way, Robert.
Wow.
Look at how much you've influenced.
Have you had any sexual breakthroughs? Have you tried anything different?
No.
Okay.
What,
on yourself?
No. No.
Have you?
No, I haven't.
Come on.
No,
I bet you have.
No,
No. Come on. There must have been some sort of celebration happening in your bedroom.
There was nothing different that ever happened.
You booked this thing, and then you didn't go celebrate.
Look, if there was any celebration, it was standard celebration.
What was it?
It was standard.
Standard celebratory.
Wow.
But that didn't happen. It wasn't like, sweet, thanks for the call. You know, hang up with my agent, and then all of a sudden I go and celebrate with a lonely handshake. That's not what happened.
Lonely handshake celebration.
Oh, no.
Did you cook yourself a dinner first? Did you take yourself out to eat, maybe?
I did make maybe take a nice little filet mignon steak.
What?
That is a celebration.
You made yourself a filet mignon?
Yeah.
Good Lord.
What? What's wrong with that?
I do that all the time.
You do?
Greg, you're the only one who doesn't ever prepare a meal.
Yeah, remember that?
Sure I do.
No, you don't.
I prepare meals for my meals.
You prepare little meals.
No, we've heard about your meals, your quote-unquote, what is it?
I cook.
Yeah, the American Revolution meals, your peanut butter jelly sandwiches.
Like vintage Americana. Back to basics.
Yeah, exactly.
Back to basics.
Making a peanut butter and jelly
PB&J
sandwich is not
and celery. No. I cut that shit up. I wash that celery off.
Would you turn them into like those little boats? You put peanut butter
no,
in there?
No, I don't put peanut butter on it.
And put little raisins in them and call them lumps on a log?
Lumps on a log.
Call them shit on a stick?
Oh,
Jesus.
Oh, God. Back to the bowel.
So you didn't have any sexual breakthroughs after you booked this commercial?
No, I did not.
Did you have any you will have some financial breakthroughs.
You
also spent $2,200 on
$2,300 to join SAG.
Now, let me tell you something.
That was a financial breakthrough.
When I joined SAG, it was $1,464.
Same. That's because we've been members for quite some time.
2003. That's seven long
years.
See,
I wasn't even eligible at that time. And I'll tell you that by the time I was eligible, the price to join was over $2,000 already. So.
So you just you spent $2,200? Is that $2,300?
$2,300. Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, it pays off.
Yeah, that's
really
what they
does.
Say.
And it will already pay off.
I get discounts too.
Do you?
Yeah. Well,
do
we
I
all
get
discounts?
What do
yeah.
I get discounts?
It's all on the website.
I don't
discounts
look at the
for
website.
What?
Yeah, we get discounts on like going to theme parks.
What?
And, yeah. Discounts on, well, obviously on movies.
Hey, you know what? We should join the SAG Film Society. There's a SAG Film Society.
Yeah.
We should all join this. It's like $75 a year.
I don't need to pay anything for that.
No, it's the Actors Conservatory.
No. This is SAG Film Society.
Okay.
$75 a year, and you can go and watch any movie.
Elizabeth,
you want.
What's the name of that SAG Film thing that you belong to?
SAG Film Society.
Hey-o!
Thank
you, Biz Urban. Thank you, Biz Urban.
SAG Film Society. Biz Urban's our sound engineer for
today. Factcheck.com.
Thank our sound engineer,
Biz Urban. / Biz Urban.
Yep.
And / / bizurban.com / html.html.html.
I don't think that's how.
I don't know if anyone's going to remember that, Brian.
No.
Or if who left their phone on? Brian?
Maybe that was mine.
Your phone's buzzing.
Oh. Yeah. Professional.
Listen, professional. I think that's it. I got nothing else to say to either of you right now.
What's wrong with you?
I'm just, I don't know.
Wrong?
I caught a case.
Yeah.
Are you upset with Robert?
No, I'm very happy for Robert. I'm happy for Robert. I'm
Thank
excited
you.
For him.
It just seems weird that like he's
union.
Down.
I know.
Yeah, he's down now that you're up.
Why are you so down? Are
I'm
you,
not down.
You're sad about my
I'm not sad.
Success?
Does
not
it
at
take
all.
Away from you the
no.
fact that
is
Robert
that
is
it?
Successful now?
Yeah.
Not at all. His success only encourages, enriches, and inspires me.
Really? Because you seem upset.
Your fingers are crossed.
And you seem pissed.
Your fingers are crossed.
That's true.
Well, perhaps we should just call it a night then.
What the hell are you doing, man?
This?
You're like an upset girl after a bad date.
On behalf of Robert Scheid and Greg Hoyt.
This is awful.
You've never even introduced the show, by the way.
Oh.
He threw up into the mic. Like
it's been a tough couple of weeks. Maybe we can get into it at some other time.
What?
Just end this nonsense.
Robert, no matter what Greg says to you, I'm GD proud of you.
Thank you.
I'm applauding you.
Thank you.
Don't you applaud yourself.
I'm not.
Don't. That's really,
the two-handed.
Oh,
gravity.
You're doing
the
Kiefer Sutherland
gravitas.
I'd like to remind people, if they have any questions for the newly anointed SAG member, Robert Scheid,
Hit
him at thescheidshow@gmail.com.
Do it, people. Let's get into it.
Yep. Let's get into it.
Send some emails to us.
Get involved.
Get involved. Get
off
the couch.
Comment on it. We're on Facebook.
Get off the couch and get on your exercise ball where your computer is and start typing.
Give us some things to ponder over and to talk about.
We'll talk about it.
We'd love to get in.
And we'll figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
We always do.
Ask us some questions.
Ask
away.
We'll
answer them.
Oh, yeah.
To the best we can.
We always do.
We always do. On behalf of course, Robert Shai and Gregory Hoyt, I am Brian Gerard. This has been The Shai Show.
Yay! At midnight, beneath the star sky, nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Strolling with the one boy, sigh and sigh after sigh, nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try.